Welcome to the Hidden History Podcast with me, Paul Christian. This episode will feature developments on King Arthur, from the sublime to the potentially ridiculous. The fabled King Arthur was a Latin-speaking Celtic raider based in southern Scotland, according to an academic. Speaking on an online Zoom lecture, Professor Andrew Breeze of the University of Navarre in Spain explained his hypothesis that Arthur was not a king, but a Romanized Celtic soldier from Strathclyde. Professor Breeze said that the warlord's battles were, in fact, reaving expeditions on his Celtic neighbours aimed at rustling cattle to feed his hungry people. The academic's contention is that a volcanic winter in the year 536-7 led to a devastating famine, causing Arthur to launch raids for food to avert starvation. He said, "Look at the earliest sources and it points to southern Scotland." He added that Arthur, who would have been called Artorius, was not a king, but he was an exceedingly resourceful commander. Further details about the man were revealed, and he was said to have been a Christian who spoke Latin and died a soldier's death. Professor Breeze added, "I feel sure indeed that the real Arthur existed. He was a brave, resourceful hero to his people." He went on to claim that the mythical warrior was the most famous person to come out of Scotland. He said that the reason the character had later become conflated with Wales or Cornwall was because the Celtic folklore of his Strathclyde power base were the only such stories in the area to survive the dread of the famine, and the tales migrated southwards as people moved around. Professor Breeze said he was sure that the supremely successful raider was buried somewhere in southern Scotland after he fell in battle at Hadrian's Wall in 537 AD. The popular mythology of Arthur, that he was a Holy Grail hunting king who fought and defeated the invading Anglo-Saxons at the Battle of Badon Hill, was punctured by the professor, who said he wasn't fighting the English, he was raiding cattle and taking them back to Strathclyde. He concluded by saying, "Arthur really, really existed. He is part of history." But what do you think? Let me know in the comments below and don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Thank you for watching. A modern-day druid who claims to be the reincarnation of King Arthur is suing the UK government over plans to build a huge road tunnel close to Stonehenge. Arthur Uther Pendragon, born John Timothy Rothwell in 1954, is a British eccentric who changed his name by deed poll after coming to believe he was the once and future king returned. Now, rather than taking up arms against invading Saxons, Pendragon has government-backed diggers in his sights. Transport Minister Grant Shapps recently revealed his support for the four-lane traffic tunnel very close to the UNESCO World Heritage Site, a proposal that has left eco-campaigners, archaeologists and neo-druids horrified. I may as well set out that this channel is not neutral on the issue either, and I view the plan as monstrous vandalism of one of not only England's but the world's most incredible sites. Stonehenge also has potentially many more secrets to yield, as one of my previous videos revealed, with the discovery of a gigantic sacred boundary near the ancient Durrington Wall settlement close to Woodhenge. Back to Mr. Pendragon, who has been involved in a number of direct action protests, including around charging to access Stonehenge, which he says is sacred to him and other so-called druids. This is despite the fact that Stonehenge was constructed by Neolithic builders thousands of years before druids existed. In any case, the Daily Mail reports that 66-year-old Mr. Pendragon from Salisbury, Wiltshire, has teamed up with archaeologists to launch a judicial review. The £1.7 billion tunnel plan is set to be built south of the current A303, which runs within a few hundred metres of the famous UNESCO World Heritage Site in Wiltshire. Senior Druid has claimed that the 2-mile tunnel will ruin the pagan pilgrimage site for winter solstice rituals, but he has only 6 weeks to put a legal fight together. Mr. Pendragon said archaeologists are also on board with him after they believe digging through the ground under the site will destroy artefacts not yet discovered. The former biker who changed his name in 1986 said, "It is ridiculous. Everyone is opposed to this. From a scientific view, archaeologists are opposed, as well as the spiritual people such as myself, so they are biting both ends. We are in discussions at the moment together. It's not a good thing for a number of reasons, and not only that, it's very surprising, as a lot of us, myself included, gave evidence at a public inquiry." He continued, "It ran for over a year. They had 6 planning inspectors. They took evidence, and at the same time as publishing the findings, the government decided to go ahead. The inquiry found that there will be irreparable damage to the World Heritage Site at Stonehenge. It is a site of universal value, so they have to do a job. they should be doing it properly, and what they are doing is penny-pinching and building a tunnel that is too short. The trouble with the tunnel is at both ends. At the eastern corner, it would destroy archaeology, which hasn't even been discovered yet. It will also disturb aquaflows, which will cause flooding. At the other end, at the western wall, which I am more concerned with, it will come out amongst burial grounds, and it will also cause light pollution at the exact point where the sun sets during the winter solstice, which is one of the reasons why Stonehenge was built. Went on to describe how he was deeply concerned that the remains of ancient people buried beneath the stone structure will be disturbed. The pagan said, "Of course Stonehenge is also a burial ground, and no one has given me any reassurances that any of the dead that will be disturbed will be reburied as close as possible to their original resting place. So for those reasons I'm very opposed to the building of the tunnel, and am discussing with other people the likelihood of applying for a judicial review, which we have been given 6 weeks to do. There are a number of different campaigns and legal chains that we are thinking about. We are all thinking about it." He also expressed concerns at the costs involved and what his next move will be in fighting the plans. He said, "I have to think about costs. I'm not able to do it myself, but will back whoever does. It is quite likely to go to judicial review. There is no magic money tree, and I think there's a chance it may get kicked into the long grass because of financial constraints anyway. In the meantime, I'm going to oppose it, as are a number of others, through the legal system and, if needs be, through protests. Any geologist will tell you that chalk is ancient seabed, so there is no archaeology beneath it. But the fact that they want to dig through it into the portals at both end within the World Heritage Site is a desecration." Mr. Pendragon concluded by saying, "It is not only a World Heritage Site, it is a place of pilgrimage for pagans all over the world. We go four times a year. It is mega, and there is going to be outrage worldwide. They wouldn't do this to Salisbury Cathedral. This is not a Paris church. It is the main pagan temple in Britain, in the world in fact." So plenty to digest there. Would you back a legal challenge? Do you think it would succeed? Let me know in the comments, and don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Hidden History Podcast with me, Paul Christian. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and share.